Algernon, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We're kicking things off talking about a lot of excitement for Spaceport America. On Friday, Virgin Galactic announced that they were moving operations to Spaceport America.
That's correct. They're starting to move operations very soon, in fact. They've been conducting test flights out over Mojave, California for years, and now they're getting closer to the point where they might be able to fly passengers into space for the first time. Richard Branson was at Spaceport America, 50 miles north of Las Cruces, and he says that he's hoping he himself will be the first passenger into space. They're aiming for the anniversary of Apollo 11 in July. We'll see if they make it. But in any case, jobs and technology are moving to Spaceport. You have more people building at the Spaceport. Jeff Bezos just made an announcement of progress for the program that he's funding. And Virgin Galactic is trying to be the first to fly people into space.
We also had another company recently announcing that they were moving to Spaceport America. There was a groundbreaking. It was Spin Launch. Can you share more on that?
Spin Launch, and they do exactly what their company name sounds like. They are working on a technology that is centrifugal rocket launching or satellite launching, where they spin a carousel at hypersonic speed and then launch satellites into the air from that. It sounds like a carousel ride gone terribly awry to me, but they're hoping that this is a more fuel-efficient and technologically efficient way to launch satellites.
Very exciting news for Spaceport America. I would like to move on and talk about downtown. There is a new arcade bar opening up downtown coming up soon. Can you share more on that?
The Rad Retrocade. This is being opened by an NMSU graduate, actually, and the concept is restaurant, bar, and arcade games right in the heart of downtown.
Okay, now, so it's going to be sort of a retro style of arcade?
That's correct. And in the Sun News, Jackie Devine has an extended report. She got to go and visit. They're still finishing the construction of the interior, but you'll see that it's on Main Street right across from the plaza. They actually built this lovely new facade on this building that was once upon a time a JCPenney. It was actually one of the first JCPenneys in New Mexico. And it's starting to look beautiful, and it's this yet another attraction to keep people downtown at night.
Now, speaking of downtown, there's been a lot of excitement about what's really happening downtown with new businesses opening up downtown, specifically entertainment businesses, bars, restaurants. So how is the city really dealing with what's happening downtown? Because there is already plenty of events that go on downtown. How are they planning on managing everything to make sure everything's kind of in balance?
It's an interesting time because downtown is changing. For instance, just recently, CARE, which is the nonprofit that that raises funds and provides various cancer-related services and research, they tried to close Main Street for two consecutive days for their annual event, La Gran Fiesta. And it's a little bit different this year, and the city has actually been trying to slow down on the multiple closures of Main Street because now you actually have businesses on Main Street that are open at night, and there's an economic impact that didn't used to be the case. There didn't used to be a lot of businesses downtown, or they weren't open at night. And so now they're actually trying to prevent having closures for more than one consecutive day in a week period, and they're wrestling with that. The policy is changing.
So before, there used to be not much of an issue when organizations wanting to hold an event downtown would close the Main Street down to pedestrian traffic. You could only really get in, I guess, if you paid admission. Now that seems to be a problem for business owners who are relying on that pedestrian traffic.
Absolutely. There's a balancing act here, too, because to some extent, events can help bring people downtown, and that can help. But you also want to make sure that there's enough flow so that people can visit their businesses. You also have this brand new plaza, this beautiful plaza downtown, and the city council funded this. They built it so that it can be used. They want to support organizations, nonprofit, cultural events. You just have to find that sweet spot where you're still providing enough access for businesses to bring in the revenue that they need.
Very interesting, Algernon. Thank you so much for updating us this week on the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.